In today's news headlines, President Donald Trump held a triumphant rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan on Thursday, celebrating what he has decided is his complete exoneration from the special counsel's investigation.
The Democrats have to now decide whether they will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous bullshit. And after 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead. The collusion delusion is over. Total exoneration, complete vindication, and all of the current and former officials who paid for, promoted, and perpetuated the single greatest hoax in the history of politics in our country.
That's Trump on Thursday evening at a raucous rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, conducted in his usual bombastic style, filled with racist imagery, mocking, name-calling, and provocations of violence from his rabidly angry base. Trump's son, Donald Jr., opened for him, taking aim at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, saying, quote, "Think about the fact that every mainstream leading Democratic contender is taking the advice of a freshman congresswoman who 3 weeks ago didn't know the three branches of government." He added, "I don't know about you guys, but that's pretty scary." His comments prompted the crowd to chant AOC sucks. During his rally speech, the president also attacked Democratic Representative Adam Schiff's physical characteristics. Trump also mocked asylum seekers, making up facts to suit his anti-immigrant narrative.
You have people coming up, you know, they're all met by the lawyers of, and they come out, they're all met by the lawyers, and they say, say the following phrase, "I am very afraid for my life. I am afraid for my life." Okay. And then I look at the guy, he looks like he just got out of the ring. He's the heavyweight champion of the world. He's afraid for his life. It's a big, fat con job, folks. It's a big, fat con job.
That's Trump on Thursday night at a political rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, making up facts about asylum seekers that he knows will rile up his base. In other immigration news, photos and videos emerged on Thursday of hundreds of migrants in El Paso, Texas, being held in cages with barbed wire in the parking lot of a Border Patrol station. The cages are being termed a transitional shelter. CBP Commissioner Kevin McAleenan said earlier this week that border apprehensions of migrants were, quote, at its breaking point. He also said CBP is facing an unprecedented humanitarian and border security crisis all along our southwest border. And nowhere has that crisis manifested more acutely than here in El Paso. But reporters described the outdoor cages that refugees are being held in as akin to concentration camps. Meanwhile, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen proposed several changes in immigration enforcement to Congress. In a letter dated March 28th, Nielsen asked Congress for authority to deport unaccompanied refugee children back to their home countries, as well as keep asylum seekers in detention for longer periods and require people to apply for asylum from their native countries. Trump has decided to overrule his own Education Secretary Betsy DeVos's decision to cut Special Olympics funding as part of her proposed set of cuts to her own department. In remarks to reporters on Thursday, this is what the president said.
The Special Olympics will be funded. I just told my people I want to fund the Special Olympics. And I've just authorized a funding of the Special Olympics. I've been to the Special Olympics. I think it's incredible. And I just authorized a funding. I heard about it this morning. I have overridden my people. We're funding the Special Olympics.
That's Trump on Thursday undermining his own education secretary's planned cuts to the Special Olympics. He gave no other specifics, nor did he mention that DeVos's plan to cut the education budget is part of his demand for an across-the-board slashing of non-military domestic programs. The state of Maryland on Thursday passed a minimum wage law of $15 an hour, becoming the sixth state in the nation to adopt what had begun as a rallying cry by low-wage workers a few years ago. Democrats in the state legislature overrode a veto by Republican Governor Larry Hogan, who said that the wage increase would, quote, devastate the economy of his state. Both of Maryland's state legislative chambers are controlled by Democrats, who passed the bill by votes of 96 to 43 in the House and 35 to 12 in the Senate. The new law will increase the current minimum wage of $10.10 an hour to $15 an hour by 2025. The National Employment Law Project estimated that the new minimum wage would benefit more than 500,000 residents of the state. The state of New York is set to become the second official state in the nation to ban plastic bags. Governor Andrew Cuomo had proposed the plan about a year ago, and on Thursday, he released a statement saying, "These bags have blighted our environment and clogged our waterways." And he said that the plan would, quote, "protect our natural resources for future generations of New Yorkers." There will be a number of exceptions for certain types of single-use plastic bags, including those used for takeout and bulk items. California already has a ban on single-use plastic bags in place. And although Hawaii does not have a statewide ban, all the state's counties have individually banned single-use plastic bags. Also in New York, a lawsuit has been filed against Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family, which owns the company. Purdue is the maker of OxyContin, and earlier this week settled with the state of Oklahoma for a large sum over its role in the opioid addiction crisis. Now, New York's Attorney General, Letitia James, has announced a legal complaint, which the New York Times described as containing, quote, "striking details," alleging systematic fraud not only by the Sacklers, but by a group of large but lesser-known companies that distributed alarming amounts of prescription painkillers amid a rising epidemic of abuse that has killed hundreds of thousands of people nationwide. A new study conducted in Australia and published in Science magazine has found an alarming fungal disease that has wiped out a whopping 90 species of amphibians. Researchers found that the disease has, quote, "devastated the most biodiversity with, quote, unprecedented lethality, making extinct dozens of amphibians and causing a decline in nearly 500 other species." The fungus, known by its acronym BD, is highly infectious and deadly, destroying the skin and triggering heart attacks, adding to other biodiversity losses from habitat destruction. And finally, British MPs rejected Theresa May's Brexit deal on Friday, the day that was supposed to be the deadline for Britain to leave the European Union. May had offered to resign if parliamentarians voted for her latest deal that ran nearly 600 pages long. But apparently even that was not enough. If there is no deal by April 12th, Britain will leave the EU with no plan in place, a doomsday scenario that has worried economists and businesses. And that does it for our news headlines today.